This goes to Dr. S. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Betty. Last name is Barrows, B like a boy, A-R-R-O-W-S. Date of birth, May 24th, 1955. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Barrows with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, secondary to lithium nephropathy and hypertension. Her last visit was a year ago, August 15th of 2022. Since that time, she did develop severe dizziness in June of this year, June 7th. She went directly to Greenville Emergency Department, and they did do labs and CAT scan of the brain, which was negative for stroke. It did resolve spontaneously. She did take meclizine every 8 hours for several days and had a scopolamine patch behind her ear for 3 days also. And after taking the patch off, the dizziness was better. She does have a strong family history of stroke, and that did worry her quite a bit, and she was relieved to find out it was not a stroke. She reports that her hemoglobin A1C is higher recently, and she has been tried on a higher than one 500 milligram extended release metformin a day, but anything higher than that causes severe diarrhea. And so she's unable to use a higher dose currently. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She is trying to limit fluid intake and limit salt intake as well. She does have 1 to 2 pillow orthopnea that is stable and minimal edema of the lower extremities. No PND, no rashes. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, a full aspirin of 325 milligram a day. For pain, she uses Tylenol, 1,200 or 1,300 milligram once a day as needed, but rarely is used. She's on Lipitor 80 milligram and Zetia 10 milligram daily. Also Synthroid. And other routine medications have not changed. Physical examination, weight 232 pounds. That is about a 5-pound increase over the last year. Pulse is 100. Oxygen saturation is 92% on room air. And blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 60. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese and non-tender, no ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Most recent renal labs were done June 7th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.1 with estimated GFR of 55. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 10.1, albumin is 4.2, liver enzymes were also normal. Hemoglobin 14.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We would recommend labs every 6 months just to monitor creatinine levels. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, lithium nephropathy. And the patient will have a follow-up visit in the next 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.